Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Soldotna City Council voted Wednesday, July 12th, to increase the dollar amount appropriated to fund the Soldotna Fieldhouse project. This vote comes weeks after the council received a fieldhouse construction cost estimate, which was higher than initially anticipated. Despite the increase, the council unanimously passed the ordinance, approving an additional $4.325 million in appropriations to the now updated spending plan. Last year, the estimated cost for the fieldhouse was just over $18 million. However, in June of this year, that cost estimate had risen to $28 million, prompting a recommendation from the city to split the project into separate phases to streamline the process. During the October elections last year, a vote passed which allows the city to incur up to $15 million in debt to fund the fieldhouse. The July 12th vote appropriates money from the city's general fund, as well as money left over from the American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, federal relief funds provided during the COVID-19 pandemic, and capital funding. Soldotna Public Works Director Kyle Cornelis, who presented at the meeting, said,
"This ordinance is a result of our June 14th public work session with council, where we strategized the funding mechanisms to enable the city to bid the construction of the Soldotna Fieldhouse. Before you is the appropriating ordinance that includes several different funding sources, again, enabling the city to put the project out to bid, hopefully within the next week or so."
The city will use $3.5 million from its general fund, $750,000 in remaining ARPA funds, and $825,000 in capital funding as sources for the project's cost increase. These amounts are in addition to the $15 million in bond proceeds approved last year. For more on this story, visit RadioKenai.com. There are 6,400 more Alaskans working than this same time last year, reports the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. According to data produced by the department, the statewide employment rate was up 1.9% from June 2022. That number is an aggregate combination of percentages from the different regions of the state. Southeast Alaska had the highest net positive change with an increase of 2.6% employment. Southwest, the lowest, dropping 1% since last year. South Central Alaska, including the Kenai Peninsula, saw just a 0.6% rise in employment. Breaking the data down by industry, the numbers are consistent with the arrival of summertime in Alaska, if slightly better as the country continues to overcome the economic impacts of COVID-19. Leisure and hospitality added 2,200 jobs over the year and exceeded pre-pandemic employment as the visitor season moved into full swing. The cruise industry anticipates a record 1.6 million passengers this season. Oil and gas are up 5.4%, adding 400 jobs since 2022, and construction employment rose 1.6%, with an additional 300 employees added across the workforce. Professional and business services added 600 jobs over the year, as did healthcare and retail. The Kroll Bond Rating Agency assigned the state of Alaska general obligation bonds a AA rating and a stable outlook on Thursday, July 20th. The rating increase reflects the state's strong underlying credit profile, including ample reserve balances and direct liquidity available to support budgetary operations, as well as a robust natural resource base, which continues to serve as a key economic driver for the state. Investors utilize credit agency ratings to gauge the state's financial strength and the desirability of its debt. The rating indicates that KBRA deems the state of Alaska's creditworthiness as very high quality. From KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.